It's Friday, February 8th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Emily Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. According to International Christian Concern, a state in India, Andhra Pradesh, is considering a resolution that would protect lower caste Indian Christians from persecution. The resolution would allow lower caste Christian converts to be blessed by the Scheduled Caste Reservation System of India. The system allows Christians from lower castes, such as the Dalits, to be given the privileges of better jobs and better schooling. In a disturbing 5-4 decision released last night, the Supreme Court granted a temporary injunction to halt Louisiana's new pro-life regulation that requires abortionists to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital, reports CourthouseNews.com. The state law, which would have gone into effect last Monday, was stayed last week pending review by the High Court. Chief Justice John Roberts, nominated by President George W. Bush, sided with the court's 4 liberal justices to temporarily halt the law pending review. A similar law in Texas was struck down by the Supreme Court in 2016. President Trump was unapologetic in his defense of the unborn at the National Prayer Breakfast yesterday morning.
As part of our commitment to building a just and loving society, we must build a culture that cherishes the dignity and sanctity of innocent human life. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God. Every life is sacred, and every soul is a precious gift from heaven. As the Lord says in Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart."
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas publicly confronted Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey for interrogating a judicial Roman Catholic candidate, Naomi Rayo. Senator Booker asked the nominee whether homosexuality was, quote, a sin, end quote. Senator Cruz, himself a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, hit back at Senator Booker's question because it was a direct attack on the nominee's moral convictions.
Senate Judiciary Committee should not be a theater for mischaracterizing or twisting nominees' records or views, nor should it be an avenue for persecution. We've seen a growing pattern among Senate Democrats of hostility to religious faith. I have to say I was deeply troubled a few minutes ago to hear questioning of a nominee asking your personal views on what is sinful. In my view, that has no business in this committee. Article 6 of the Constitution says there should be no religious test for any public office. We have also seen Senate Democrats attack what they've characterized as religious dogma. We've seen Senate Democrats attack nominees for their own personal views on salvation. I don't believe this is a theological court of inquisition.
Nominee Rayo is a professed Roman Catholic, and she replied to Booker's question saying, quote, "Senator, my personal views on any of these subjects are things that I would put to one side, and I would faithfully follow the precedents of the Supreme Court," end quote. Sadly, New Mexico lawmakers are attempting to overturn all of New Mexico's restrictions on the killing of the unborn. Currently, abortion restrictions in New Mexico state that, quote, "criminal abortion consists of administering to any pregnant woman any medicine, drug, or other substance, or using any method or means whereby an untimely termination of her pregnancy is produced, or attempted to be produced, with the intent to destroy the fetus, and the termination is not a justified medical termination," end quote. Democrat Representative Joanne Ferrari calls these regulations on murder in New Mexico, quote, "an antiquated law that criminalizes health care," end quote. After disinviting controversial pro-life speaker Ben Shapiro, Grand Canyon University, one of the largest Christian colleges in America, was rebuked by many conservative media voices like Hugh Hewitt and Megyn Kelly. The college disinvited Shapiro because his, quote, "approach instigates a divisive atmosphere," end quote. and it was not in line with the school's culture of unity, love, respect, and having all student voices on campus heard. Megyn Kelly responded to the Grand Canyon University's original intention to disinvite Shapiro with a tweet that said, quote, "The job of a university is not to exclusively invite speakers who bring people together, whoever that is in 2019. It's to challenge young minds with ideas different from their own and help them think critically," end quote. In response, the college re-invited Shapiro, but he no longer was willing to attend. More important than respecting and hearing the voice of students on campus, Grand Canyon University must answer the question posed by the Lord in the book of Malachi. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Malachi 1:6. And finally, one of the New England Patriot players, known affectionately as J-Mac, gave his team a pregame speech. J-Mac said, quote, "I was reading a verse in Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. It says, 'Two are better than one, for they have a great reward. Because if one falls, the other one can pick them up. The other one can pick them up. What was the man that was alone? Because no one can pick him up. All day today, fellas, have each other's backs," end quote. Pray that more Christian football players in the NFL, like J-Mac, would not play for the glory of man, but would give glory to God. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, February 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.